SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
In this bulletin, a five-month-old baby killed in a tragic car park accident in Sydney. Qatar is hosting an emergency summit after an Israeli strike on Hamas in Doha. And in sport, Spain calls for Israel to be banned from future sporting events. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Helena Krishnamurthy. A baby has died and a young child is fighting for their life after a tragic accident in Sydney's southwest overnight. New South Wales police say the five-month-old was killed after being pinned by a car in the car park of a shopping centre in the suburb of Minto. The second child is understood to be around 5 years old and is in serious condition in hospital. This eyewitness has described the incident, telling Channel 9 it was an awful scene.
A baby was hit in the stroller and another toddler was injured at a lot of shoppers. There was a few people traumatised by seeing it.
The heads of Arab and Islamic states in the Middle East have held a summit to show support for Qatar after Israel's attack on the Gulf state last week. Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani has told the emergency meeting that's included Iran, Saudi Arabia and Turkey that practical and decisive steps were required in response to the attack he called cowardly and treacherous. At the same time, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to give strong backing for Israel's hardline stance, although Washington has expressed unease over the Qatar strike. But Mr. Rubio says the U.S. still wants a diplomatic end to the war, which he believes the Gulf nations, including Qatar, must play a role in.
What happens next? What role can Qatar play possibly in reaching an outcome here that leads not just to the end of this hostilities, not just to the release of all of the hostages, both living and deceased, not just the disarmament and elimination of Hamas, but also a better future for the people of Gaza, which isn't possible as long as Hamas exists, which isn't possible as long as 48 hostages are being held. And so we're going to continue to encourage Qatar to play a constructive role in that regard.
A group of students in Myanmar have reportedly been killed in a military airstrike on their school. It is unclear how many have died in the incident, but the Arakan Army has put the death toll at around 19 students who were aged between 15 and 21. UNICEF says the strike hit a boarding school last week in one of the country's most troubled states, identified as Kiao Tao Township in Rakhine. The World Food Programme has warned the Rakhine region faces rising hunger and malnutrition, including among the minority Muslim Rohingya community persecuted by successive regional administrations. In other local news, the Greens have accused Labour of failing to mitigate climate risks for Australians by approving the Woodside gas project. The minor party says the report was supposed to be released in 2024, but the delay meant Labour was aware of Australia's so-called bleak climate future before it approving the extension last week. The claim follows the release of a long-awaited national climate risk assessment that as many as 1.5 million Australians will be at high risk from the damaging effects of climate change in the future. Party leader Larissa Waters says the report is a wake-up call for Labour.
Australians have had enough of their safety, their cost of living and their security coming last after the profits of Woodside, of Glencore, of the other big coal and gas companies that make big donations to both sides of politics and get to write their own rules. People are sick of the system being rigged against them and favours being done for big corporations, while their very security and way of life is at risk.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has marked the Golden Jubilee of Papua New Guinea in Port Moresby, a country that was a colonial territory of Australia until 1974. A range of Pacific leaders and former Prime Minister Scott Morrison are also in Port Moresby for the commemorations. The Prime Minister has hailed the signing of a new defence pact with Papua New Guinea at the Jubilee as a landmark agreement that will integrate forces either sides of the Torres Strait and could trigger mutual support in cases of conflict. He says the deal elevates Australia's neighbour.
It's an upgrade in our security relationship to a treaty level, to the sort of level that we have with the United States and our important allies.
And moving on to sport and in cycling news, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has called for Israel to be banned from sports events after the final stage of the country's Vuelta cycling race in Madrid was cut short by pro-Palestinian protests. The protesters, who were opposing the participation of Israeli team Israel Premier Tech, threw barriers onto the road and clashed with police near the finish line in the Spanish capital. Mr. Sanchez says organizers should consider whether or not it is ethical for Israel to keep participating in international competitions on the basis of its military campaign in Gaza when Russia was forced out after the invasion of Ukraine. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.